uniform when you were scooping ice cream?
Pardon?
Did you wear a uniform when you were making? No.
No. Okay. No, we did not wear a uniform, but we always had to look good. Mm-hmm. We always had to be clean and a nice sports shirt, you know, a white shirt. We always had to look present. We always did. Yeah. Yeah.
For delivering milk, did you wear a uniform or a special shirt?
No.
No.
That we did not. When I worked on the milk route, as I said, I drew the early milk route, 4:30. I would work on that till about 7:30, quarter of 8, and then I would go to high school. And the dairy, the roof that I was on, I usually ended up in Lansingburg, northern Troy, and I would take the bus down to the high school. And then sometimes we would redo the milk route so that I would end up downtown. Troy High School was right on 6th Avenue in Troy, downtown. But I would go to high school after getting up at 4:30 and starting out at 4:30 in the morning.
Sounds very tiring.
It was a great experience. Here again, delivering milk, you met all kinds of wonderful people. And you met some that weren't so nice. And you soon learned how to differentiate between the two by someone just meeting someone. You grew to know if they were going to be a nice, friendly person or if they were going to be a little on the not so nice side. It's like I took many a trip overseas. To Europe, to Italy and so on. And we always went by American Express. And when we were on the bus, it didn't take me long to learn that there were some wonderful people there you'd become very close with, and others you don't want anything to do with because all they did was find fault. Find fault with the bus, the driver, the food, everything. Stay away from them. You won't have any fun with them. But there are people like yourself. You enjoy. But a lot of that came from our training right there at the ice cream bar. It was an education. Yep.
Mr. Warren, do you remember construction phases of the building? Because the whole thing wasn't built at one time.
No, just the one portion was.
Okay, and then what was added next?
The added on was where the receiving of the milk.
Okay.
That was the next one. Mm-hmm. And then it was the garage and the ice cream, what became the ice cream
bar. The garage, that would be where the four, there's only two garage doors left now because we've closed out two of them, but where the four garage doors were.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last of it.
And then, did the garage door section? That's where the trucks were stored and parked. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And the ice cream section, the ice cream bar, were they put at the same time or different times?
That's a good question. I am not quite sure. I think the ice cream bar and the little area behind it was the last to go on.
Okay.
That was the last to go on the building. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was just that big rectangular building.
Mm-hmm. Now, the well was closed in later also, yes?
The well?
Where the well is. Because in old pictures, I see the rectangle building and the ice cream bar is here. This part looks like it was out, which is where the well is, and now it's enclosed. Do you remember that? No.
No, that I don't.
Okay.
No, that I don't.
Okay.
No.
Because when you're up on the roof, you see five different sections of the building. You see it.
Yeah.
It's harder to see down, but when you're up on the roof, you go, oh yeah, this was the first part. That was the set. Next part.
I was never up on the roof.
Oh.
Never had any reason to be up on the roof.
Okay.
But they used to keep it nice. The lawn was always mowed in front. It was always kept neat. Yeah, always kept neat. And the office was to the on the driveway side, the left corner of the building, as you're facing it from the road. That was the office, and they had the accountant always working in there, and that was a busy office. Everybody stopped in to talk. Just as you went in the front door, that was a little office there, too.
Then that was Ben Penny Sr.'s office, yes?
Well, I couldn't call it an office because it was sort of an entrance way.
Okay.
So it could have been Ben Penny Sr., but they all used it. But after a while, no one paid any attention to that. It just became a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. But they all went to the main office. And they had the same bookkeeper there for years and years and years. Yeah, as far as I know, they only had one.
Do you remember that person's name?
I was just trying to think of his name. I don't remember his name now.
Okay.
But they only had one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. Yep. And you're talking about the swamp? Well, all the old broken cases and milk cans, everything from the ice cream bar, it all went back in the swamp. It's still there, but it's all been covered over now. All been covered over. This is interesting, too, because where they graded off for spring landing, there was a hill. And on the top of that hill was a cemetery. And the names were Carmer. There were a couple other names, but they were mostly children. You know, remember back in those days, children died young, many of them. And there were probably 8 or 10 graves there. And it just, they had a little tombstone, and they, it grew up. So it was, and when I was plowing the fields there and so on, I would always put my thermos bottle in there. And if I wanted something to eat, it would keep it in there, so it was shady. And I would eat, and I'd look at these stones. Well, when they leveled it off, they left this big, huge mound there, with the cemetery on top. And one morning, I was going to work, and it was all gone. And I thought, wow. And I always thought that they just pushed it back in the swamp, along with all of the others. I said, one of these days, one of those houses is going to come up with a tombstone. In their lawn and so on. It's never happened. But we had a gentleman, we had a record, it's in our historical society, of that cemetery, the Carner Cemetery, and who was buried there. And just this past couple of years, there was an elderly gentleman. And he was studying all of the cemeteries in Brunswick and in Sand Lake and so on. And we told him about that. Very smart. He just died here about a year ago. And one day when he would come over to the Historical Society when I was working there and talk to me about the cemeteries and so on, because we have complete records of them. which were done by the Mormons. We got every cemetery in the town of Brunswick. Little one, many, many little ones. But he said, Mr. Reimler, he said, guess what I found at the Elmwood Hill Cemetery, which is over off of Bell Avenue here. He said, I was going around, and he said, I saw two tombstones that seemed out of place where they were located. So he said, I went over to view them, and he said, guess what? They are two tombstones from your little cemetery on your farm. So he said, all of the graves were not pushed back, but they saved these two tombstones and put them down in that Elmwood Hill Cemetery. That's a little side. Yeah. But and the Connor family never owned the farm that my grandmother bought, their grandfather bought. They were never residents there. So how they got into that burial spot, maybe they worked there or something, but they were never tenants, shall we say, or never farmers on that land. There were Carners on the Creek Road, but not there. That's a little side story. So, yeah, when my grandmother and grandfather bought that, there was only one barn, and that was the original old hay barn. And they built onto that hay barn all of the cattle stalls. That was a big addition. But the only barn there was the original hay barn when they bought it. And my grandmother and my grandfather, he had two or three brothers. And shall we say, loaned him some of the money to buy. I don't know what they paid for this farm. It wasn't too much, but they loaned him the money to buy it, because he only had a little working as a farm hand in it for patents. My Uncle Lucian and Uncle Edgar, they worked on the road and so on. So they had regular jobs. They loaned him. And in fact, if you came in my front door, you'll see the Bible there, the big old thing. That was given to my grandmother and grandfather by his three brothers, when they got married in 1886. Yeah. I don't know. I'm running out.
You told me a story one time, I think, Mr. Warren, about the cream being in the cold spring water and the fish swimming around it.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah, tell me that story.
Oh, well, that was on the farm. Mm-hmm. And before they built the pasteurization plant. And down, there was a building just down below the house, my grandmother and grandfather's house. And that was the dairy, where they bottled their own milk. That was when you peddled raw milk. They would peddle. They washed the bottles there and bottled their own milk. And there, to keep the milk cold, there was a spring. And in that spring, there were always three or four nice big trout fish swimming around in that pool. Yeah, they were there for years. Yeah, but that was used all during the 20s. Yeah. Yeah. They each had a milk route. That's each one of those brothers. Ed Penny did not have a milk route. But each Lester Schumann bought my father's milk route. So there were the four brothers and Lester Schumann. See, they combined the five milk routes to help build this pasteurization plant. It was one of the reasons why they did it. They all would have had to pay to have someone pasteurize the milk. Okay. So they set it up themselves.
And Lester Schumann was which sister's? Which sister was his wife?
Auda.
Auda. A-U-D.
A-U-D-N-A. Now, I've told you that I have one cousin left in Florida, Barbara, and she was Lester Schumann's daughter. Her sister was Joyce, who lived around the corner here. But Barbara's the only cousin I have left, and she said she could tell you lots of stories about being a child growing up with the ice cream bar.
Yeah. Does she come up to visit?
Not too often.
No. When was the last time she was up?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's 69.
She's 69.
Yeah. I've got her phone. I thought I gave her your... Did I give you her phone number?
I don't know if I have it.
She lives in Venice, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You want help?
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, RJ has a special interest in the ice cream place also.
Pardon?
RJ has special interest in the ice cream place also.
Yeah.
He has some history records also that he keeps. Am I mixing it up?
I can't answer that because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know much. He's into baseball cards. I know that.
Yes,
so
he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And RJ is your nephew.
No, cousin.
Cousin
once removed.
Okay.
His mother was my cousin.
Okay.
Her phone number is 941.
Yes.
497-7420.
Okay.
Barbara Ives, I-V-E-S. This is Venice, Florida.
So I think I've asked almost all my questions, except for one. Do you go to Moxie's ice cream shop and get ice cream?
Sure I do. Sure I do. Every summer. Yeah. No question about that. Yes.
Okay, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
I don't think so. Good job.
Did they give you everything?
Yeah, thank
you. You want it?
Thank you
so
much for
talking.
Yes, it's all recorded.
It's all recorded.
Thank you for sharing your stories.
Oh, golly gee.
Anything else you'd like to add before we end?
No, except that I'm honored that you're interviewing me. Believe me, it's a great treat. To be 90 years old and almost 91 and being interviewed by the college, a little of the history of my life. Incidentally, more of the history can be gotten at the Historical Society, the Brunswick Historical Society, and I have turned over a lot of the little giveaways that the dairy had.
Mm-hmm.
They would give away jar openers, and
mm-hmm.
one was an egg separator, and
mm-hmm.
So on. And the Historical Society has a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have, we made a history. This would interest you. Back in the late 80s, they made the history of Brunswick. And I was the narrator for the Wigger brothers' Wigger brothers' dairy and the family, mostly the family. The pictures are on there, and the story of how it all began. That is, you can get a copy of that from the Historical Society. Yep. So, then we also made another one of the schools of Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And I'm in that a lot, too. Having lived here in Brunswick, you know, all my life, but to tell the story of the schools. The one-room school that we went to. Yeah.
Well, thank you.